Module 3. 3G. Exercise 3, page 29.
Today, on Science and Beyond, I welcome George Quarterton from the Science and Exploration Museum. Thanks for joining us, George.
You're welcome.
George, what do you do at the museum?
I'm the exhibit organiser. It's my job to organise the exhibits at the museum. I work with the museum scientists to develop these exhibits.
I see. Tell us what exhibits are on display now at the museum.
Well, we have all our permanent exhibits. And I'm very excited to say that this month's Scientist of the Month is Albert Einstein. All month long, people can visit the museum and learn about Einstein and his work.
Great! Tell us a bit about Einstein.
Sure. As we all know, Einstein was a great German physicist, and his research was very important. Not only was Einstein a great scientist, he is a well-known person around the world. He represents intelligence and genius. However, this was not always true for Einstein.
What do you mean?
As a child, Einstein was slow in learning to speak and read. He did poorly in school at first. Many of his teachers didn't think he was smart. This, however, didn't last long, as Einstein wrote his first research paper at 16 and showed great talent in science and maths. Of course, he went on to win the Nobel Prize in Physics.
Many people believe he helped invent the atomic bomb. Is this true?
Not at all. He wrote a letter to President Roosevelt of the USA about Germany's possible use of nuclear weapons in World War II, but he never participated in the creation of the bomb.
There is so much I did not know about Einstein.
Yes, he was a fascinating man. I invite you and your listeners to learn more about him at the museum this month.